WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy, dopamine-fueled world we live in. Ever feel like you're chasing that next hit of happiness? Like you need a constant stream of likes, notifications, or achievements just to feel okay? Well, I get it. We're wired for instant gratification, but there's a secret weapon against this endless cycle: gratitude. That's right, folks. Today we're diving into the power of cultivating gratitude and appreciation in our daily lives. Not just because it feels good, which it totally does, but because it can actually transform your well-being, your relationships, and even your outlook on life. Think of it like this. Gratitude is the antidote to that constant craving for more. It's about savoring what you already have, big and small, and appreciating the journey, not just the destination. Now, before we get into all the nitty-gritty, let's get real. Cultivating gratitude isn't about ignoring your struggles or pretending everything is perfect. Life throws curveballs, no doubt about it. But even in the midst of challenges, there are always things to be grateful for. Here's the thing. Gratitude isn't a magic switch that erases all negativity. It's more like a superpower that shifts your perspective, helping you see the good even when things get tough. And trust me, learning to do this can make a world of difference. So, let's dive into five key takeaways that can help you cultivate gratitude and appreciation in your daily life. 1. Start small. You don't need to overhaul your entire existence overnight. Start by simply noticing the little things: a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a genuine smile from a stranger. These seemingly insignificant moments add up. 2. Keep a gratitude journal. Think of it like a daily love letter to yourself. Dedicate a few minutes each day to jot down 3 things you're grateful for. It can be anything, big or small. Don't overthink it. Just let those feelings flow. You'll be amazed at how quickly this simple practice shifts your mindset. 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever find yourself constantly on autopilot? Take a moment to truly savor the present moment. Pay attention to your senses, the taste of your food, the sound of birds chirping, the feeling of the sun on your skin. This helps you appreciate the beauty that surrounds you. 4. Express your gratitude. Don't let those feelings stay bottled up inside. Tell the people you care about how much they mean to you. A simple thank you can go a long way. It strengthens connections and spreads positivity like wildfire. 5. Reframe negative thoughts. Life isn't always sunshine and rainbows. When challenges arise, try to find the silver lining. What can you learn from this experience? How can it make you stronger or more resilient? This shift in perspective can turn setbacks into opportunities for growth. Remember that time when you were feeling super stressed about an upcoming deadline? You had a mountain of work, deadlines looming like hungry wolves, and your brain felt fried. You wanted to scream into the void. But then, something happened. Your best friend called just to check in. No pressure, no agenda, just genuine care. They listened patiently as you vented, offered words of encouragement, and even helped brainstorm some solutions. In that moment, you realized how lucky you were to have their support. It wasn't about solving the problem instantly. It was about feeling seen, heard, and valued. That simple act of kindness shifted your perspective, reminding you that you weren't alone in this struggle. You felt a surge of gratitude for their friendship, and suddenly, the mountain didn't seem so insurmountable anymore. Gratitude is a superpower, folks. It can transform the way you experience life, one small moment at a time. So, remember these key takeaways. Start small. Keep a gratitude journal. Practice mindfulness. Express your appreciation. And reframe negative thoughts. These are practical tools that you can implement right now to cultivate a more grateful and fulfilling life. Ready to take action? Today, I challenge you to identify three things you're grateful for and share them with someone you care about. It could be a text message, a quick phone call, or even just a sincere smile. Remember, the power of gratitude is contagious. Let's spread some positivity out there. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. Let me know your thoughts on this episode. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.